This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You are free to call in and talk live here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. We are we're on the air every day from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
All the days.
All the days. Eastern time. Just call in anytime in there and talk about whatever is important to you. We'll take your call. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And, yeah, Daryl, you said you had another story for me. What was that?
The election in Venezuela.
Oh, God. I care so little. All right.
I keep forgetting that, you know, you and I and Ian don't necessarily have the same view on Venezuela. Me and Ian are fascinated.
Yeah, Ian loves to talk about Venezuela.
Slow train wreck that is the Venezuelan economy. Well, they had an election today.
I'd like to point out that
the Miami Herald.
Yeah, there's an election that went on. I'd like to point out that the socialists don't care about this. They say Venezuela, if the first thing they're going to say is state capitalism, right? State capitalism is the new buzzword for saying whatever socialist government that I don't like historically that implemented all the things that I believe in, that isn't the thing that I believe in. So libertarians live in a world where we've never really gotten to implement what we want to implement.
Correct.
Socialists kind of live in the same world because you have to, you know, to make their plan work, so they say, you have to implement their plan as they want to see it implemented. So they can point to things like, you know, Sweden or Denmark or whatever it is that they point at and they say, this is working great. Why don't you focus on the things that work great instead of focusing on the things that don't work great? And I think that the stories in Venezuela are fascinating, but I don't think they're instructive particularly. I think what they are is more confirmation bias for people who believe in more free markets, because those that don't believe in the free market say, A, this sort of socialism wasn't implemented in the way that I like. It's not socialism, it's state capitalism. And so that's two. And then three, the United States embargoed Venezuela, causing their economy to begin to spiral down the toilet. And with those three factors, it's no wonder that they're eating their dogs.
So I could answer all of those objections and explain why I'm fascinated with Venezuela, but let me just
if you
jump
have those
into
objections
the article.
And you wish to explain them to Daryl, the number is 855-450-3733.
Miami Herald reports whether it was a defiant act of protest or the grim realization that nothing would change, Venezuelans appeared to skip Sunday's presidential election en masse. And that decision all but guaranteed that embattled President Nicolas Maduro will rule the shattered country through 2025, even as dozens of nations, including the United States, are calling the election a sham.
Right. So there's a presidential election, you decide to sit it out, and then you're going to be upset about the results. I don't really understand why these organizations decided to sit out this election.
Oh, I can partially explain it.
Go ahead.
Because all of the real opposition was prohibited from participating in the election.
Sure.
It would be, you know, almost akin to the election here in the United States, where you have two groups that are basically the same political party, but they've convinced everybody that they're two different parties, setting the rules by which everybody else gets to participate, only instead of saying, go collect millions of signatures to get on the ballot, in Venezuela, they throw you in jail, and as part of your sentence, you're not allowed to run for public office.
Okay, so in Venezuela, they, as best I understand, they don't have a none-of-the-above option. So I think you would be better off, these people would be better off, going and voting for no one, or and my this would be my preference, voting for somebody else who's not Maduro. Because at the very least, it sends the message that, hey, this sucks and we don't want Maduro anymore. Instead, by staying at home, and it's true, Daryl. I mean, it's 100% true. This guy was there was a huge 80% of the population voted in the previous election or something like that, and now it's more like 17%. So, I mean, it's obvious that the people in Venezuela are disenfranchised and that their state is falling apart. But I find this to be the least effective way to combat that.
Oh, I'm not saying that staying home is the best way to combat the, you know, out of control government. But at the same time, when everything about the election is rigged, then I don't know if I can necessarily trust the results, even if turnout was somewhere higher than 17%.
Yeah.
Let me continue with the article. They say, even though official results have not been released, few believe that Maduro's two rivals, Henry Falcón, the former governor of Lara State, and Javier Butucci, an evangelical pastor, stood a chance. While some polls showed either man could have beaten the deeply unpopular Maduro, given normal turnout, an opposition boycott destroyed that hope, according to
boycotting
from a polling
elections.
Firm.
So I want to ask the listener, is there any effectiveness to boycotting an election? Oftentimes, my listeners, many people will listen to the show, and they'll say that voting is immoral. They'll say that they're boycotting election. They'll have a variety of reasons. And I'd love to hear somebody call in and make that point, because I don't get it. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I would have gone and I would have voted for somebody who wasn't Maduro. Yeah, this Falcón guy and this other guy, this is the evangelical Christian, they're certainly not going to be, to my mind, the best choices. But that doesn't matter. They're not Maduro.
The article here continues. Jesus Seguias with Dayton Corp, which is a polling firm, said in a statement, even if Maduro were prepared to engage in outright ballot stuffing to win the race, the elevated abstention made that unnecessary. From the onset Sunday, it was clear that there was no regular vote, as social media was flooded with pictures of desolate polling stations. State-run television used tight shots to hide the meager lines.
What did they do with all those extra ballots that they had prepared to stuff the ballot box? I mean, what do you do when you're prepared to stuff a ballot box and nobody shows up? Do you just stuff it anyway and say, because I know that one of the things that was reported by, I don't know, the election minister or some person like that, was essentially millions of people had voted by 10 o'clock or something.
Right, and this, the same Venezuelan government that claimed to have raised billions of dollars on their ICO for their petro cryptocurrency, even though you can actually look to see that nothing has left the cryptocurrency thing, that they, none of the tokens have left.
Right.
But they've raised billions, allegedly.
I suppose they could have raised billions without distributing any tokens, but it seems unlikely.
An exit poll by, I'm not even going to try pronouncing this firm, estimated that only 17% of the 21 million registered voters even went to the polls, compared to the 80% during the last presidential election in 2013. Exiled opposition leader Antonio Ledezma called it an epic act of civil disobedience.
It's not epic. It's just laziness.
Well, here's the question.
It's not interpreted as anything effective. How's that?
Well, here's a question that I don't necessarily know the answer to. I know that there are some countries where voting is mandatory.
Like if Australia, voting,
Mexico, there are some countries. If voting is mandatory in Venezuela, then staying home is an act of civil disobedience.
Okay.
Amid anti-government rallies, or rather they said, and anti-government rallies were held in dozens of cities around the world, including in Miami.
I will say that if voting were mandatory, then I would go ahead and say that that would be more meaningful to stay home. Because at that point, people are willing to face jail than right. vote for Maduro.
Right.
Now, that I would call it. So, but I'm not going to advocate for elections to be mandatory. At the same time, I say if you don't go and vote and elections aren't mandatory, you're not saying anything. 855-450-3733. 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, including the Venezuelan election, as Ian and Daryl continue to tell us exactly why we should feel good about ourselves for not living in Venezuela. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. I want to tell you my Blink home security system. I was recently out of the country. I was in St. Kitts and Nevis. Well, I was in St. Kitts, which is part of the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis. And I was getting updates right on my phone of when the cat would walk by the camera in my house, which is usually what happens nonetheless. But I could, right then, I got it. And I can see what's going on at my house. I turned on the camera at one point just to take a look. See what was going on.
There's the cat's butt.
Yeah. Well, in that circumstance, I was going to see if my wife and son had gone to bed yet. And they had. So there you go. It's 11:30, and they were in bed.
They were in bed, and there's the cat's butt.
The cat was probably sleeping on the bed with my wife at that point. So you can save on this this Blink system. You can get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, and you get 15% off. It's better than I got. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's a great system, and it'll let you know anywhere in the world what's going on in your house within seconds. Seconds. Because I know if I go to the bathroom at certain times of night, I walk past, I set the cameras off, I hear my phone update. It's seconds. BlinkProtect.com/FTL for 15% off. Let's go to Jimmy calling in from Tennessee. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. As far as the concept of not voting, abstaining from a vote, I've heard the perspective that, especially it applies, I would think, in the Venezuela situation, by not voting, it's a vote of no confidence in the system itself. That they're no longer confident that democracy in their country is viable from the standpoint of Maduro's going to rig the election either way. So if 80% of the people show up, Maduro wins anyway, he can say the people have spoken. But by not showing up, he can no longer say the people have chosen me to be their president because
I bet he does.
Obviously did not. Oh, he will. Every president always makes that claim, right? No matter
right,
how they make the claim here, but it's not accurate to say the people unanimously want this president to do that, you know.
But even in municipal elections, and I recall, what was it, like 6-7 years ago, there was a mayoral election in San Antonio where I was living at the time. Voter turnout was 7%. The mayor got reelected with 80% of the vote. And the headlines weren't voter turnout incredibly low, vote of no confidence. No. The headlines were mayor reelected in a landslide for the mayor.
The other thing you have to consider, state-run media, that's going to be the headline either way.
Well, it's not state-run media, but yeah. I mean, this is...
In Venezuela...
Well,
about an election in San Antonio, Texas.
That's the point.
I get that too.
I would have to say that the idea that that's a vote of no confidence, Jimmy, is at the very if it's not untrue, and I'm not going to say it's not untrue. I'll concede that. Fine, it's a vote of no confidence, but it's not a vote of no confidence if nobody recognizes that it is so.
Sure.
It is, and no one recognizes that it is so. I think there's been one presidential election in the history of the United States where 50% of voters voted, and not 50% of the population. 50% of voters voted.
Yeah.
And big whoop. I mean, George Washington was elected with 2.5% of the people in the United States voting. And no one says, well, he was not a legitimate president. We don't even have that conversation going on. So
right, and
it's there's no place to start. It's been decades that people have been talking about voting being immoral, and this is what they achieve, which is Zippo.
And I don't know if there was really a vote for president when George Washington got elected the first time, because the electors got together, and like the concept of electors being chosen by popular vote didn't really come along for a couple of cycles.
I thought that was in the Constitution.
Oh, it's in the Constitution that the electors vote for president, but how the electors are chosen is up to the state, and it is not a requirement.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So, I mean, no one says Washington wasn't legitimate.
I get that. My point is in the extreme situation of somewhere like Venezuela, I don't know what the, you know, to say that, oh, they could come out and vote for this guy or that guy. If the people know that no matter who they vote for, they're going to get Maduro again, then they don't want to be, they object to being part of that process that elects him, whether he's going to end up there either way.
Yeah, I'm curious as to what would happen. I mean, obviously, to me, I would rather somebody have to rig an election. I would rather them look to stuff ballot boxes or whatever it is, rather than handing it over to them. Because if you hand it over to them, then they get their woohoo election, and then you know whatever organization may or may not come in and audit the election, which you know at that point it's a completely fair and above board election, and you just hand it to them. Make them work for it is what I would recommend.
I see that too. I'm not saying that I would or wouldn't abstain, but that's the argument that I've heard in the past.
I've heard the same one.
Abstaining to voting. And in tyranny, in harsher tyrannies than Venezuela, than that being kind of
the harsher tyrannies.
An indicator that it's the election is rigged. People aren't showing up anymore.
But in the harsher tyrannies, they always show up because, they'll die if they don't.
You have to show up, and we know who you're going to vote for already.
Indeed. Thanks for the call, Jimmy.
Yeah, because in the harsher tyrannies, they don't even give the illusion of you have a choice. Do you want to vote for Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, that's about all you get.
That's really the only option.
Yeah, that's the choice. What can I tell you? I would rather make them work for it would be my philosophy on this.
The Miami Herald article continues. Maria Carolina Funmayor said it's not a secret that Maduro is going to win because of this, as she gestured towards the empty voting station. She says, I think the opposition is making a mistake. If we want to get rid of this government and they give us the chance to vote, why don't we take it? That question has haunted the race since Maduro first called for snap elections in January, with many of his main rivals in jail, sidelined, or exiled.
Where's Jill?
Incarcerated, Mark. They're incarcerated, sidelined, or exiled from the country. The opposition decried the vote as illegitimate and deeply unfair. To participate, they argued, was to give the election legitimacy.
I think they're wrong, but whatever. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. I can't help you. You have a crappy accent. Jill, Rill, Bill.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Daryl.
We are discussing what's going on with Venezuela, the election, voting, that sort of thing. And you're welcome to discuss that topic or any other. I want to tell you about MyPillow.
It's a great pillow.
It's a great pillow. I recently traveled and didn't bring my MyPillow with me. Just didn't have room. It was either the jiu-jitsu gi, and I knew I would be rolling. I didn't use the gi, though. And or the pillow, basically, is what it came down to. And I chose the gi over the pillow. I should have done the other thing. I made a mistake. I'm willing to admit it. That doesn't mean I wouldn't have made it the same one again, but I made it. And I had to sleep on down pillows, and my neck hurt. You don't have to live like this if you don't want to. Not only does MyPillow hold your head and neck in the right position, helps to prevent headaches, keeps neck pain and these sorts of things. Also, you can wash it. God knows what kind of horrifying, creepy crawlies are in these down pillows in which I was sleeping.
You were also in like a hotel.
I was right? In a hotel, but other people have used those pillows.
Right, I'm just, you know, pointing out it wasn't like you went over to your mom's house or something.
Yes, well, there you go. You can go get a MyPillow for 50% off with this code, FTL, at MyPillow.com. If you don't like it, you get the first 60 days to try it, and you get your money back. It's a pretty good deal. considering what it can do to prevent headaches and neck pain and just your overall health by not having those dust mites crawling all over the place. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go to the calls. We've got Matthew calling in from Louisiana. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, Mark,
what's going,
Darryl.
What's going on?
We're talking about luck and success.
Right.
And I would contend that luck is when opportunity and preparedness meet. And I can give you an example of that from our own industry. There, in 2015, the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, the BOEM, passed a regulation on cast iron bridge plugs that basically required everybody who sold these things to be able to track them back to the mill where the steel that was used to produce these tools was cast. And
that's pretty far, all right. I'm not even sure what a cast iron bridge plug is, but all right.
Well, it's an oil field tool for sealing off a well.
Sounds like an important thing.
And this has happened because one of our competitors' tools failed rather catastrophically and took some poor guy's head off. And not to mention caused a blowout. So we had been moving in this direction at the company I work at all along because we figured the industry was kind of heading this way. But even we were surprised by it because they didn't say they were considering this thing. Apparently only the big boys were in on the discussion about this. And so everybody was like, surprise! And a lot of little businesses, little shops that weren't ready for it, well, they just kind of had to shut their doors.
That happens with regulation, and it's generally written by the big guys, and it generally takes out the little guys.
Yep.
Right. And the big guys are the ones who are informed by the regulators, hey, the regulation is a-coming. We want your input.
Chances are good that they're the ones that wrote it for the guys that are then bringing it in place.
That's a distinct possibility.
Yeah.
But we were ready for it, and we just sailed right through it like a duck through water.
I'm glad that you're able to pull it off. Not everybody was. Thanks for the call, Matthew. The number is 855-450-3733. Let's go to David calling in on Skype from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, more precisely, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Gotcha.
Yes. You had indicated last week, I believe it was, you had some questions on the economy and living on next to no money, like $200 a month or plus or minus, depending on what kind of situation you can find or make happen. What questions did you have, Mark?
What it's like to live on $300 a month?
Yeah, so like, for instance,
well, I think the first things that I'd want to know
was
is
that the question?
Yeah, I think I had asked about it last week, and so I was he's calling to give me an opportunity to ask some questions. Where do you get this cheap housing to be able to live on $300 a month?
Well, I bought an acre of land, which costs for $900 cash, you can buy an acre of land. And so you can do any of a number of different things for housing on it. In my case, I was going to do something else, but I had the opportunity to buy some old throwaway single wide mobile home.
Yeah, you get a cheap single wide, put it on an acre of land. What about septic and all those things to make it legal?
Septic, you need to get a contractor to sign it off nowadays, which isn't too difficult. You can do the labor yourself, and then have the like with most things, plumbing, electrical, whatever. You get a contractor that's willing to, you give them, $200, $300, $400, whatever, to monitor the project and sign it off to their standard, with their license. You can put the septic in yourself, buying the pieces as you need, the materials as you need from the Home Depot or wherever.
Okay. Sounds like it's possible. If you're going to do this, you're going to have some kind of transportation back into town. So $300 a month doesn't usually mean particularly good transportation. What are you using to get back and forth?
Historically, what I've done basically all of my life is I've always bought vehicles with cash for anywhere from a couple hundred bucks. The most I ever paid for a vehicle was $2,000. Because I wanted to. Yeah. So it's
$1,000, that magic $1,000 running vehicle. There's usually some cost to keeping it going. If you can turn your own wrenches, that helps. But nonetheless, I do tend to think that vehicle is, I would actually recommend the $5,000 vehicle. But
this is a $500 pickup truck, which included a topper on it, and I've been driving it for 8 years, and the only thing that I've done besides change the oil, that kind of thing, is I put a new starter on it myself for $35, and that's the only thing.
Is it a Datsun?
That's been done to it. No, it's a Ford Ranger.
Wow, that's great. Okay, so what kind of food are you eating at $300 with an entire monthly budget of $300?
Let's clarify that. I have lived on $200 a month. I can do it whenever I need to. The idea is that, you know, you don't want to have to live that way, but you want to be able to do it for security purposes. And also, you don't have to go take some crappy job you don't want because you have to have $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 a month because you have the ability to get by on $200. I'm not currently living on $200, but if I was living on $200, first you would want to have whatever garden that you could pull off, you know, depending on your circumstances.
You should have a garden anyway, just for the tomatoes.
Exactly, and then you can have your chicken and your eggs and your whatever other livestock, like you have pigs at home that you use for meat. Other people
they're all
have
in
cattle.
Heaven.
Exactly. You have them in the freezer at home. And then basically all around the world, even in gourmet restaurants, the base for many expensive meals is a bed of rice, beans, pasta. And so that gives you the calories, the carbohydrates, and then you flavor it and season it with your vegetables and meat and whatever. So it really doesn't cost all that much if you're careful about how you do things to eat each month.
Yeah, I think you can. If you really got to cut beans and rice as a way to keep good nutrition. Daryl, you keep on a pretty low budget as far as food too.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear a little bit more about that. David, hold the line here just 1 minute, if you would. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. I want to get in this final segment and talk about ways that people can save money, because sometimes they really do. You never know. You really have to. You never know what's going to happen. 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown smoke
small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Final segment of Free Talk Live. David from New Mexico called in, and we were discussing ways to sort of live on not just a budget, but an extreme budget. Now, David's done it. Extreme budgets. David's done it as a single guy, and whether he liked it or not. But, and Daryl, you've done the same.
Not as extreme as you're talking about.
No, but you seem to know how to make a penny squeal, best I can tell. My wife has the same ability. I've never had to worry about this stuff. We went a couple of years pretty hardcore budgeting at my house, and as a result, we're able to pay off the house. And that was a really great day, no doubt. And part of it had to do with, you know, not living extravagantly, having cheap car, and, you know, just a beater, basically.
Right.
And growing a little bit of our own food. I'm not entirely sure that growing your own food is particular savings or anything like that. I think you should do it for the tomatoes.
It's not always economical, and there have been various studies that show, you know, like, what size you actually need to have for things to actually wind up being economical, as far as David had mentioned chickens and pigs and rabbits.
Those eggs are a great source of protein. It's hard to argue with that. But if you just get store-bought ordinary eggs, they're not very expensive.
Right, but again, it depends on how many chickens you have and what you're feeding the chickens, and there's a breaking point at which it becomes economical to raise chickens.
Daryl, what's your one point you'd make to people as far as saving money when it comes to food purchases? Because you,
Don't eat out.
Yeah, that's the number one.
Like, that's the biggest thing, is a lot of people eat out several times a week.
Yep.
And I would say that I generally will eat out twice a week.
Right.
And both of those are social events. So
that's when you feel like living extravagantly. I've seen you choose not to do that, too. You just hang out and enjoy a glass of water.
So a lot of times I'll get to Social Sunday early before there's a line.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already eaten by the time most of the people show up to our weekly social thing. But Social Sunday, which is the weekly libertarian gathering. And then on Tuesdays, I go to running club. And I'll generally eat something at the sports bar after going for a run.
So, David, what are the other areas where people can save? We've got transportation, housing.
Now, I will say on transportation.
I'm asking David a question here. Got something else?
Just giving you some numbers. For instance, when you have an old vehicle like I do, I only buy minimum liability only, which is $92 twice a year for your insurance. And when you buy a low dollar piece of property like I did and then live in an inexpensive dwelling, my property taxes are only $50 a year.
Whoa.
And so that helps. And then the communications, my biggest bill is this cell phone that I'm talking to you on. I got full-blown everything on Verizon, so that's $92 a month. That's my biggest expense. We covered it. We got food, insurance, and you don't buy homeowner's insurance because your home is paid off, so you don't have that bill. What else have we? Oh, water. In New Mexico, half the people that live outside the city haul water because they haven't invested the $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 for a well, and I haven't yet, so I'm still hauling water. So I get that water for free. I just have this for my labor to go. Make a trip every couple weeks and get a load of water.
Where do you get it?
So water. I go to, there's a church nearby that part of their mission is providing water to anybody who needs it. They can come and haul it from the church if they want to.
Huh.
They have a nice.
And then you've just got a big tank that goes in the back of your pickup truck that you carry the water in and they put it in your cistern.
Yeah, exactly. So water, sewer, trash. We covered sewer, trash. Obviously, you're taking care of your own trash and recycling in, whatever the different options that you have. And sure, whatever bills people have.
David, I got more calls coming in. Everybody wants to talk about the same topic. So thanks for the call.
Okay. Yep.
Yep. Daryl, are you going to say?
Yeah, I was going to say on transportation, if you live in something that's kind of like a city and you can either walk or bike, most places, that saves you on gas.
And it saves you on the health costs because you won't be as fat like me. Going on, Christian Anarchist calling on about economy cars. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was going to give my advice as to what is that, because we're talking about saving money. I said, this is the best advice I can give people on what car is the best car to save money. And it's going to surprise people because they're going to, everybody's thinking Honda, Datsun, whatever.
Honda Civic was what came to my mind when you said it.
Yeah. Geo Metro.
That's not the answer. Wrong answer. Too high a maintenance cost. The best thing you can do, if you're looking at the bottom line, unless you're driving a million miles a year, the best car you can buy is any of the big three American pickup trucks. They're cheap to maintain. They'll last forever. They're not the best on gasoline, but you can, you're going to save more money on maintenance and repairs than you will that you're going to lose on gasoline. And
do you mean the full size pickup trucks, or do you talking about the economy size?
I would go full size simply because there's so many of them out there. There's about a million of them on the road. You get parts for next to nothing. You do need to learn how to do some simple things like replace jet alternators and starters, and do your own oil changes.
It's harder every year. Now, the oil change is relatively easy. They got these siphon things that you can buy at Amazon. Just suck the oil right out. Got to figure out some way to dispose of oil. But nonetheless, there are lots of varieties of ways. As you can look on the Internet, I'm not going to explain it to you. But doing oil changes yourself is pretty easy.
But I've been driving cars since the 60s, and I've had a lot of cars, and I've always done it on a dime because I've never had a lot of money until, we got started our business and did quite well. But prior to that, it was always, trying to pinch a penny. And the best thing you can do is an old pickup truck. There's just nothing better.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I have an old pickup truck, and it just depends on what you want to fix on it, I think, is what it comes down to. So, nonetheless, let's go to Sarah calling in from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. You know what? I met four people this morning, like 8 o'clock, that were clueless about the 20 polling places that are open. So I was telling them to go to Caracas Center, the pointing the fingers and everything.
Is this in Venezuela?
What did you say?
Is this in Venezuela?
No, I'm talking about Albuquerque. We have a primary election. Nobody knows that the polling places are open.
That's the way it is with voters. They don't know. I mean, you know, people just don't want to vote in local elections.
What? No, she's talking about the statewide primaries.
So what? And they're not going to vote in that crap either. If it isn't about a president, they don't want to know anything about it.
I know.
But the thing about it is that the people that I met, all four of them, they wanted to vote, but I just gave them a reminder, and they were surprised that it was open already. So, you know, you asked me a long time ago, remember the years that Bush won New Mexico? Well, this is the very reason why New Mexico swings from red to blue all the time, flip around. I mean, you got to be, like, really aggressive in getting the vote out. Like, really knock on doors and call everybody, pick them out. If there's days, years that...
It's always benefited the Democrats to get the vote out. I mean, you know, so what's that say about Democrats? They can't even figure out how to vote. Why would you want them to?
Well, but the thing is, like I said, that's all the dumb voters.
Answer the question.
The majority of the voters in New Mexico. So then nobody votes. The needs of the state is not reflected. So you know what? You're right. It takes
how
a
do
lot
you know
of
what,
help.
If somebody's a poor voter, then why are they good at deciding what they need? And why should the state provide it? I mean, this doesn't make any sense. I mean, I don't want to get the vote out. Not that I want Republicans to get elected, because that's not really my preference. If I would rather see Libertarians make it into office. But nonetheless, I just have to ask myself, if you've got to get out there and get people voting, gosh, I mean, they probably didn't deserve to be voting in the first place.
Well, you know what? The more I think about it, they're like babies, little children when it comes to voting. It's something that, you know what? Because it's not something that they have to do. There's no penalty. But they don't want to think about it. So they're like little babies. You got to knock on doors. You got to call them like 10 times. You got to remind them at the checkout.
Would you want a kindergarten class to decide who's going to be president of the United States?
Well, you know what? But that's the way it is in New Mexico. And that's the reason why...
It's not the way it is in New Mexico. The way it is everywhere in the world. Thanks for the call, Sarah. I appreciate it.
And the New Mexico primaries are actually on June 5th. So if you want to be informed, learn something between now and then.
Probably a good idea. Venezuela, I guess that's over.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live. You can check us out. FreeTalkLive.com. Facebook page, Twitter, all that stuff.
We'll be back tomorrow.
For the year 1956. If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.